Everybody, Andy here again, sitting down on the beach. And one of the things that I like to do when I'm down here, and I certainly noticed it over the last couple of days walking on the beach, maybe it's the time of year, is the amount of seabirds that there are around. Yes, and let's say that could well be part of the time of the year. They come down to this particular area. Yes, it's sandy, but there's a lot of rocks and that around, lots of rock balls and that, which are great for exploring and scrabbling around in anyway, aren't they? That brings out the sort of childiness, I believe. But just looking at the variety of them, and once again, it's another one of those things, that I keep going on about keeping your eyes open and actually noticing these things, because some of the birds are so well camouflaged, plovers they are, for anyone who's interested in that type of thing, that you can't really see them until you're on top of them, unless you sort of stop and have a look, and then you can see all of them scrabbling around, feeding amongst all the rocks and the seaweed and the shells and all this type of, picking up little bits and pieces that are at the flotsam, I suppose, that's left around when the tide goes out. And obviously there's the bigger gulls and that as well. But it's great, as I've just done, sort of walk to the end of the beach, my sort of normal walk, I suppose, that I tend to do, especially when the tide's out, which is the reason I come out at this particular time of the day. It's just sort of standing around, or just standing there quietly, or sitting there quietly, and just watching all the birds feeding. And it's amazing how many you see. Now, I've always been interested in sort of ornithology or bird watching. I've never been serious about it at all. It's never something that I've gone out and used a book particularly to check things off. I have done that to an extent. But it reminded me of one of those things from years and years ago, how I sort of got interested in that type of thing. Anyway, I've always had an interest in nature and you know, the natural world as such anyway, which I suppose is why I got interested. But I used to have a friend at school, and there used to be a crowd of us used to go around. But one guy in particular was a very, very keen ornithologist, and as far as I know, he still is. The last time I saw him, he was sort of going around the world on holidays, just ostensibly to see different birds and to tick them off, you know, literally in Africa or wherever he went, you know, just like an ornithological trip, holiday. And we used to go out sort of quite often on a Sunday morning, a sort of three or four of us. Why? I don't know how it started up, one of these things that you do when you're teenagers or that sort of early teens, certainly. And they were building a golf course, which involved obviously knocking down bits of woodland and all this type of thing. But that's one of those great things that's very good for seeing wildlife, etc., because birds tend to inhabit the edges of woods, for those who are interested in that type of thing. And so we used to go and walk around these woods and the building of this golf course. And I remember it always seemed to be in the winter, because the Sunday mornings were cold and frosty and sharp, nice crisp air, as you know what that's like in the winter. So obviously the birds were restricted for that particular time of year. But we used to go around, he used to point all these things out, and that's what sort of got an interest with me. As I said, I've never really followed it through. I've never been serious about it, but it's one of those things, I still remember those type of things. It's another thing, you go back to all those years, and I've never really done it properly, if you want to call it that, but I still remember all these things. I've still got books at home which I look through, and I'm, you know, I might jot something down when I'm out. I wonder what that was, you know, and you go and have a look, and it's amazing how much you'll stick in your memory. And it's funny enough, sitting here looking now, I can see some seagulls, but a couple of swallows have just come down, obviously getting ready to go back to Africa themselves, I suppose, back for the autumn, for the winter, for their winter sunshine break. Well, they call them snowbirds, isn't it, in America, for people who go to Florida. Swallows are a bit like that, I suppose. And just come in, and what they do is they fly down, scoop down, and drink some water, seawater this is as well, and then off they go again as well. And they used to do that when I was in Spain, in the swimming pool. Strange, isn't it? And the dragonflies used to do that as well. But there you go, another one of those little memories, but it's sort of one of those things that just reminded me, standing there, watching all these birds feeding away there, took my mind back, nearly 30 years, back to the early 1970s. And as I said, that's one of those things that I quite like to do with these podcasts. It takes my mind back to when I started getting interested in birds of the feathered variety. And only a few years later, it all changed. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.